Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact. Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them? Or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at AmericaCures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I almost feel like it just goes without saying it anymore. It goes without saying, right? I mean,
I appreciate it, Rob.
It goes without saying, right? You have to listen. Adam Ottavino, as a friend of the program, as a regular contributor, which we really appreciate. I told Brian Abraham, farm director, dream maker for the Red Sox. He comes on our radio show every week. I said, I feel like I should give you something besides 20% off hats and t-shirts.
No, it's just great to be with you, Rob. That's it.
Oh, well, thank you. But you have to help me.
All right.
Do I continue with, there is nobody I'd rather talk to?
Well, I think it works amazing with all the new guests. And it even works a few times, but like I've been on, what, 10 times? So, you know. But it still works, but I just laugh because I know it's coming.
I know, but that's the thing, right? It always still gets a smile just because it's so ridiculous.
It's a smile every time. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I mean, I was down with Giolito. It was like this poor guy is down in the Groundhog Day of Cressy Performance. Great place for Groundhog Day, waiting to sign with somebody. but I felt like I was reprieved by sitting in a conference room, staring him in the eyes and saying, there's nobody I'd rather talk to. So I'm going to keep doing, I don't care. Cause I mean it. There's nobody I'd rather talk to than Adam Montevino. There's no better way to punctuate a day for me. We were just talking about this as we taped this. I did Patriots Day, which is a weird day. Because we have to be in the clubhouse at 8:45 in the AM. The game starts at 8:11:10. You did this game.
I was there.
You were there. I felt bad because I always feel bad in spring training where it's that early, but there's no game. It's not a game at like 11. They're not getting ready for a game, but I feel bad because I'm interviewing Caleb Durbin, and I can tell, man, like he is not awake.
you get in that rhythm of the season, and you're just not used to that. No. Everything's moved up 2 hours. And day games are tough sometimes anyway. So yeah.
What was the game? What was it? What did you do? What was that? What do you remember about that? The Patriots.
It's funny. Like I know I was there for the 2021 Patriots Day game. But I feel like I don't remember much about the game when I was on the Red Sox, but I do remember it more so just being in college at Northeastern and having Marathon Monday. And
Did you go out and watch a marathon?
Yeah, I watched a marathon. I remember going over to Boston College and like kind of partying all day. Yeah. Stuff like
that's,
that.
That's the thing. I don't know if you know this, Adam. I've run the marathon 6.5 times, Boston Marathon. And that's fantastic. Thank you. Listen, as you can tell, I have a runner's body. So the Boston College thing, it's like you're coming down the last hill. That's about 20 miles in. And really all it is, it's just an excuse, man. Like it's just an excuse for these kids to drink. Like,
that's all it is. Yeah. 100%. That it was like, it's like one of the biggest parties of the year over there. So had to be there. Yeah.
But Northeastern kids had to go over to Boston College to do it, huh?
Well, I mean, I had friends over there. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's going on at every college. It was going on at Northeastern too, but I had friends over there. So I remember going over there, hanging out.
This dovetails in terms of what we're going to talk about. I don't know, but you just reminded me about Northeastern. Now that you're integrated into the Yankees world, have you had Northeastern conversations with Cam Schlittler?
Not yet. I mean, I talked to him yesterday. My friend was with him at the Knicks playoff game and they FaceTimed me from like the floor. And he's like, we need to get you guys on a text chain or whatever. But I've only even been in the same room as him one time. And it was like preoccupied. So no, we haven't really talked.
No,
we will.
Two of the greats of the Mount Rushmore of Northeastern baseball.
Yeah. I mean, I've been making the joke. Like I felt like I had the title, of like best Northeastern pitcher ever. And that's going to be gone like very fast. Like he's coming in so fast.
So he's good. You think he's good?
He's very good. Insanely good. Yeah. It's crazy how good he is. Yeah.
What do you like? Like, I want to get into a little bit about that, but what do you like about him watching him? Cause it's not just like, this is a good thing about talking with you because I can say not only is the guy good, but you actually tell me why he's good.
He's got an insane ability for his size to throw strikes. I mean, that's the first thing. He throws hard. Like he's got great stuff, but guys like you know, covering baseball your whole life. I mean, guys that are like tall, skinny, kind of overgrown kids, they have a hard time like with their limbs and stuff. Like that's been going on forever. It's always a struggle to get them in line to throw strikes, but upon delivery to the big leagues, this guy's just pumping strikes, like 66% strikes. And on top of that, you know, he found 8 miles an hour in the minor leagues. So now they have him throwing three different fastball shapes and that's a pretty good place to start. Like I'm going to throw you 70-ish% strikes and you don't know which way this fastball is going and it's going to be really fast. So yeah.
Do you think they could have found you 8 miles an hour in the minor leagues now? I mean, I mean that sincerely. Like I don't, you know, because this seems to be happening a lot.
Definitely a few. I mean, if I came up now and I went that route of trying to maximize my velocity, then yeah, I mean, I think I could have been an upper 90s, close to 100 mile an hour pitcher.
Ooh.
Probably like more regularly than I was in my career, which was like, you know, barely happened, but it happened a little bit.
You hit 100?
No, I hit 99, but like there was a stretch where I was like legitimately like 97, 98, but like it was a small amount of time.
When did you hit 99?
In 2014, in a game in Arizona, I came in bases loaded, no outs. like in the one run game in the eighth inning. And I remember I like, just like, my velo had been going crazy. This is like, of course, right before I blew my elbow out, but my velo had been going crazy for a stretch. And that night, for whatever reason, I was just like 99, 99, 99, 99. And it was crazy. I set 100 on the board a few times. But yeah, it was short lived.
You saw 100. So it wasn't 100 though?
No, I feel like you can round up the other numbers, but you cannot round up from 99 to 100. Like you either threw 100 or you didn't. So I got 99.6. That's not it.
Oh, you know who else did that? Oh my goodness. Like, oh.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Baseball and community go hand in hand. And with Pitch, Hit, and Run, you can make a lasting impact.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Register to showcase the foundational skills of young athletes from your local community in the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball, known as Pitch, Hit, and Run. Make an impact today. Pitch, hit, and run. Visit playball.org to sign up today.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's so many ways I want to go with this. Dylan Tate, I talked last year. You know Dylan Tate?
Yeah, I know Dylan Tate.
Yeah, Dylan Tate, he said the same thing. I think he actually hit 99.6 also. But we had this great conversation about how, you know, you can't be chasing that. Like you can't have no regrets.
No, I mean, well, for me, I think it's important to get to a place in your career, especially as a relief pitcher. It's important to get to a place in your career where you're really good, but you're not throwing 100% as hard as you could possibly throw all the time. Like maybe 90%, 93%, whatever, just not 100. That's inherently not a good idea for longevity. So, that was my whole thing, was like, how good can I be, without breaking, you know, cause I want to be around a while. And so that was something I prioritized. Of course, though, the incentives in the game, you know, do push you to throw hard, of course.
That's, and I don't know if we've talked about this, but this is, listen, a lot of smart people out there know a lot more about pitching. The Red Sox have a lot of who I'm around for the most part, but them giving out t-shirts for hitting 100, I don't like that.
This might be a crazy take, but I feel like the radar gun is just like, it's got no business being turned on during the game.
Really?
I just think it's like everybody's, it's like you throw a pitch, you look at it. You throw a pitch, you look at it. Like, okay.
Yeah, but well, along those lines, but you know, so you talk about the radar gun. How about, you know how this is in spring training now, or even in side sessions, they have, you go out to the bullpen and they have, you know, a million, along with the radar gun.
Yeah.
The million contraptions, you throw a pitch and you look at your slow motion camera, you look at your TrackMan readings, yeah. You look at all of that after every pitch.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I don't mind that technology, like away from the competition.
Oh, you say
I'm starting to see now that it's a little bit of a slippery slope here. And now we have teams calling every pitch from the dugout. And I don't like it. And I don't think that's baseball to me. Let the guys figure it out. Go ahead, plan ahead of time. You know, have a meeting. Show me some algorithms. But like when I'm out there, it's me and the catcher working. You know what I mean?
Last year, it was Miami. We just had a podcast, Brennan Bernardino. I think it came out today, Colorado.
Yep.
Mets?
There's some Mets. Definitely some Mets.
Definitely
some Mets. I don't think it's all, but at least some. Yes.
Yeah. So Yeah. So anyway, I want to get to that, but I did like, it's interesting you said that because this is because it always comes back to me. I was talking with someone about this. We talk about the marathon. My best marathon time was, my goal was 4 hours and I did it in 4 hours and 3 seconds. Now, what is your reaction to that? Like you said, what is your reaction to that?
My reaction is that's amazing. You're right there. Like you, but I know it stung a little bit. I know.
Four, think about that. 4 seconds. 4 seconds. 4 seconds. So that's, yeah. I think there's a symbiotic like part of this conversation where I could say I'm chasing that 4 seconds. Or what did I do? What didn't I do that cost me those 4 seconds? And maybe you're thinking at 99.6, what didn't I do to get to that 100? I don't know. But yeah, that's the point. I think you hit the nail on the head. You can't think that way because if you keep chasing that, you're going to do something that you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a period of time where you have no choice. Like you have to get noticed. You have to impress somebody. In this day and age, it's pretty hard to do. So yeah, I get it. You got to chase it to a point, but if you want to be around a while, you got to find out a way to be good and it not be 100%, because nobody's at 100% during the season. Baseball season is different. We always forget this. And then like in June or July, everybody's like, oh yeah, get me somebody who can get some outs, you know? So,
yeah. All right. Before we get to the Mets stuff, last thing about Schlittler, because you have also a unique perspective of you played in Boston, you went to school in Boston, you played for the Yankees, all that, all the back and forth. I kind of like how he leans into it.
Right? It's interesting. He's going to get really heckled when he's warming up.
Huh? Well, okay.
Which I would love if I were him in a way, but it's just the whole thing is very interesting. Yeah,
I think here's my take on it. I think he's really asking for it isn't the right way, because asking for it is sort of a negative connotation. It's, but he really sort of like really is trying to surface this thing, which I got to be honest with you. If he just showed up, like if he just showed up without saying like the stuff that he's saying, people kind of would have forgotten about it a little bit. I mean, it's the Yankees Red Sox thing isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
But he is, I applaud him for siphoning it a little bit.
I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, it's crazy to me because I know where he's from. You know what I mean? Like these are all the kids that I went to Northeastern with, you know, these, so I get it. But, I mean, yeah, what are you going to do? No, you're on the Yankees. You got to find a way to have an edge. And
did you get heckled in that bullpen? Cause it's,
yeah,
it's a unique bullpen, right?
Yeah. I got heckled being a home pitcher in that bullpen. So. I got heckled both ways, but I mean, they're right there. So, I mean, I honestly don't mind it. I enjoyed it.
Is it hard? I've had this conversation, especially like the Phillies bullpen. You're like, you're in that shoebox, but like that Red Sox bullpen, you see, you know, the images of Gerrit Cole warming up, you know, with like, it's right there. Is it hard? Like, is it difficult?
Honestly, like at a certain point, you're kind of used to it. You're kind of used to people watching you pitch and you kind of have to block it out. Like I even hearken it back to like, you know, when you first start getting scouted and there's like scouts there watching you,
yeah,
or watching your bullpen. Like,
yeah, but the scouts aren't swearing at you and yelling at you.
No. I mean, that's part one of it. It's just like you're used to people being close to you and like eyes on you and you still have to do your job. And then the second part of it is like the heckling. But I feel like it's funny. Like at first it might rattle guys. But then you start like kind of liking it because the season's so long, like you need a little juice, you know, and that definitely provides it at times.
Yeah. And I kind of feel like Schlittler is probably that guy who wants the juice, right?
I mean, to me, he looks incredibly locked in out there and pitching with an edge. So he's got some thoughts going through that mind. And I think maybe it fires him up, you know, more power to him. That bodes well for like big game situations.
No, I mean, well, obviously, you know, the first go round was pretty good. All right. New York teams here. As we sit here.
Yeah.
I don't think either one of them play tonight, right? Correct.
No, double off day today.
Okay. Double off day, which it works out here. Yankees have won 3 in a row. They're in first place. They have the third best run differential. This is where, yep, I was trying to read my writing. Third best run differential. They're in good shape. You do a lot of their games. Before we get to the Mets, which is probably going to be a longer conversation, obviously. Yeah. What's your take on the Yankees? Like, what are they? Because the narrative with the American League is it's once again a flawed American League. Everyone has a weakness. Everyone has their problems. But the Yankees seem, maybe if you had to pick one team that didn't, maybe it's them.
I mean, they have problems. They'll solve them as they go. I think they're in a good spot, particularly with their pitching, starting pitching. You know, they come out like gangbusters in the rotation. Fried's been arguably like the third best pitcher right now because Schiller's been the best and Will Warren's been great. Even Weathers has been really good. He's worked into the eighth twice. He's just starting to figure it out. So those four guys are in a great spot. And that's to say nothing of the big guys that are coming back. You know, they have Cole, Rodon, Clark Schmidt, Luis Gil's in the mix. They have two phenom prospects sitting in AAA that are kind of ready, like in a way to at least contribute. So, I think they have issues in the bullpen, but a lot of that starter logjam might help the bullpen as we move on in this season. So that's the one thing I would say they have a little bit of an issue right now is kind of getting the ball to Bednar properly all the time and kind of the configuration of the bullpen. And then offensively, I think they're in a good spot. Like over the 162, they're going to probably score in the top three or four teams and runs easy. They do have a little bit of a bottom of the order problem, but like that's just me with my Yankee hat on because, you know, we expect perfect play and an all-star at every position. So, you know, they're not there yet, but they're in good shape overall and especially relative to the rest of the AL East, I like where they're at.
Do you think they're the best team in the American League?
I do at the moment. I do.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with you.
Yeah.
It's hard. You know, the American League is just.
I mean, Seattle's been underwhelming so far. Oakland is like interesting, but they don't have enough pitching. Blue Jays are a little bit of a mess. Obviously the Sox and the Orioles, I don't know. I just think the Yankees right now, it's hard to go against them at the moment.
It is. I mean, like I look at the AOS right now, Texas and the A's both in first place, 11 and 11, both of them.
Yep.
The Angels 11 and 12, Seattle 10 and 13. I think Seattle ultimately will be the team. And this has nothing to do with that, but I'm just looking at the standings. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like the NL Central.
Every team's over 500.
Like three games over 500.
Crazy.
And so you have Cincinnati 14-8, St. Louis 13-8, Pittsburgh 13-9, Cubs 12-9, and Milwaukee 12-9 as well. And what's weird is that the top two teams are the only two teams with negative run differential.
I know. I saw that. Yeah, I saw that.
It's kind of nutty. Yeah. So, but I would agree with you about the Yankees. And, you know, also, dude, like, I mean, maybe it's because I'm in the thick of, like, not seeing home runs, but hitting home runs.
Yeah, they hit a lot of home runs. They do.
Home runs are good.
And this is going to be the year of Ben Rice. I mean, Ben Rice is really freaking good.
Yeah.
And he's locked in right now. He's off to a great start. He's going to be hitting either in front or behind Judge. So he's going to have an opportunity to put up some serious numbers, and he's just dialed in right now. Like, this is the year. So,
did you see that coming?
I mean, all the underlying numbers from last year indicated that even though he had a good year, he was super unlucky. Like, he could have easily been in the 900 OPS range. Mm. Issue is like, there was still a lot of platooning. They weren't fully trusting him. Goldschmidt was getting almost all the starts versus lefties. He was still catching a little bit. Now they just kind of were like, you know what? I think you're our second best hitter. So you're just going to play first base. And like, he played in, against all the lefties the Royals had. So, he's making the leap right now.
All right. So the Yankees, good for them. Congratulations, the Yankees. You're doing well.
Yep.
The Mets are not doing well. The Mets have lost 11 in a row. They're 7-15. They're 8 games out in the NL East.
Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I don't live in New York, but I can't imagine. Like, I think obviously everyone's in the washing machine trying to figure this out.
Yeah,
everyone's scrambling to you've probably been on teams where, I don't know if you've ever been on a team that lost 11 in a row, but
no, close. I mean, bad teams,
yeah,
like 15 of 20 or whatever, but
yeah,
not,
yeah, and so everything comes into doubt. You're doubting anything to get positive anything. You feel like probably like if something positive happens, two negative things are going to happen around the corner. I guess that's my introduction to say, what's your take on the Mets?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, I mean, I'm a little bit more optimistic than most. I mean, they're getting run through it really bad right now. I mean, you lose 11 in a row right now. It looks awful coming off the collapse of last year. It's a horrible look. But, I mean, I still look at the roster and I still think they have, like, probably, like, a top 10 team and total talent. Now, it might not all fit together. And there is, at the moment, a lot of, like, if this happens, if that happens. Ooh. So there's too many ifs in the equation, then that's what's scaring me a little bit, you know. But I don't think it's over for them yet. I just think this is, like, really damning, and it shows you without Soto, at the moment, they're just, like, incredibly pitchable without Soto. They're not, you know, they didn't give any straight runway to, like, Beatty or Vientos this year. So, like, they're kind of like half in the lineup playing all over the place. And there's kind of a lot of that going on right now. And none of those guys are hitting. And I just wonder, like, is it too much, like, trying to play the right matchup all the time, move the pieces around the board? Because, like, the roster doesn't really fit that great. Like, having to play Bichette at third and Polanco at first, and then he's hurt. You know what I mean? Like, so there's a lot of, like, overall talent. But, like, they're not all, like, in, like, their spots. You know what I mean? So it feels a little clunky to me. And that's what makes me realize, like, a lot has to go right. And it's tough to count on a lot going right.
It's funny. When you're talking, everything that you said is exactly what the Red Sox are going through. Like, everything. Like, mismatched roster. And yeah. Another big part of it is having the alpha where you can lean on, like, in Soto. Why yeah. These other guys figure it out? Because, you know, you have to have a safety net. Like, Soto is obviously the $800 million safety net, but it's having that guy. It's a lot of these things, Adam, I think that, and maybe you can speak to it, front offices don't understand it because they're smart, but to value, you have to have the no doubt about it alpha guys, the stars in the lineup, while you figure out who is going to be the next star. And then you can't deal too much on projections. Like, you talk about Polanco playing first. Like, you can't deal too much of, we think this is going to happen, we think this is going to happen, we think this is going to happen. Because ultimately, if it doesn't happen, you're kind of screwed, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, like, a guy like Juan Soto, like, and I think about this a lot because I'm covering the Yankees all the time. It's like, same thing with Judge. Like, a hitter of that caliber affects the hitter in front of him, the hitter behind him, and maybe even a couple guys in each direction, depending on how hot he is. Like, and I know as a pitcher, those guys have, like, a gravity to them. Like, you can feel them coming. You know where their spot is in the lineup, and it does affect things, you know? And without Soto in there, it's just, there's not the same punch. Lindor's not playing great yet. You know, Bichette has been okay hitting, but it's just, it hasn't, nobody's like grabbed it and ran with it. And that's tough without Soto right now when they're scoring one or two runs a game. You know, I think the pitching is enough, but it's like, there's still a lot of what ifs with that too. despite having some really good arms and a whole bunch of names, you know? So it's like kind of like the Red Sox, I agree. Like, there's obviously talent on both of these rosters, but at the end of the day, like, you need to have proficiency in all three phases of the game to win games consistently. And that's just not showing up right now, in one area or another, pretty regularly right now. And for the Mets, it's offense. They're just not scoring runs. And then you could speak to the Red Sox a little bit, but,
They don't hit home runs.
They don't hit home runs. So then you have to piece together like long stretches of hits.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because the run prevention thing, I bristle at it a little bit because, and maybe you can tell me if I'm full of hooey or not. I don't know, but it sounds good. But what happens is there's, as a pitcher, you put more and more pressure. If you give up two runs, you're like, I can't give up another one because we aren't getting three, you know? Yeah. And over 162, like, you know that the home run isn't coming, probably isn't coming. And that becomes a stressful thing and not a sustainable thing.
Yeah. I mean, like we talked about the Yankees earlier, you know, they hit home runs and, you can count on that. You know, somebody's going to pop one, you know, and if there's guys on base, that's probably going to win the game, you know, a lot of nights. And so, as much as we like to poo-poo the all or nothing style, you know, but also having power leads to walks, and there's a lot of good things with having a couple guys in the lineup that can pop some home runs out of there. And yeah, you see it because then everything has to happen in a sequence. Like without the home run, it's like walk, error, hit, or two hits. And you know, it's like you kind of have to have a run of good things happening. And so it's just obviously a little less, predictive to not have them. So
I like what you, said about I keep calling the alpha. I don't know what, the star or whatever, the guy in the middle. Like and this is really like you look at the World Series teams for the last few years, it bears it out. Like the top of those orders. Like, okay. I mean, I remember, all right, you know, you're planning. In other words, you know, obviously Toronto thought they were planning for to get Ohtani for that final out, but they're planning they know that they're going to have to face him.
Oh yeah.
Right. I mean, when you know that guy is looming, everything changes.
Not only do you know, but he bats first. So
yeah.
The game begins with him in the box. And so right away the pitcher's like, I cannot settle into this game. I have the best hitter up, you know? And so, you know, they have that luxury. Springer was doing that for the Blue Jays. And then they also have the other they have two of those guys or three of those guys. You know, then there's like a Freddie Freeman or like Vlad on the other side of it. So, yeah, man, it makes it a lot harder to pitch when you have two guys that are that good. I'll tell you what.
So this last thing is, what would you do if you were to fix – what would you do? What do you think the Mets have to do to fix this? Like, is there a fix here other than getting Soto back?
Yeah, I mean, they need to have some players just start hitting a little bit more. I mean, I think it's really as simple as that. I mean, for perhaps they could move Alvarez up in the lineup. He swung the bat pretty well. They're just getting nothing out of a group of players. Like, they're getting nothing out of Bench. They're getting nothing out of Beatty. They're getting very little out of Francisco right now, Lindor. They're getting almost nothing out of Vientos. Like, there's just too many guys that they're getting nothing out of. All they have to do is just be a little bit better because their pitching's been pretty good. Like McClain's like arguably a top five pitcher. Holmes has been great. Peralta's been really good. Like they have good pitching. They just are it's just a little better. Like, and then from there, once they get their feet under them, Soto comes back in the mix. You know, now you start feeling it a little bit. Lindor will get hot. And then now you will have two guys. But right now it's bleak.
You guys obviously a couple of years ago had that, you know, well publicized meeting. You like to think a meeting helps, but, you know, to your point, it's a results business. Like a meeting, if you're not approaching it the right way, that's one thing. I guess you could have a meeting. And I don't know, like, what that meeting did. I know that, you know, it came out of it about maybe it was just a reminder and people were able to sort of verbalize a lot of stuff. But when you go through something like this, and you know the dangers of meetings is that if you don't win, you burn your meeting card.
Yeah, that's the scary part right now. Like when we had our meeting, it was well into May. You know, like I felt like we waited long enough to fire that arrow. I mean, it's pretty early now. I'm sure they've been talking. I mean, but I don't know the makeup of the clubhouse right now. It's all new dynamics in there. You know, it's all new dynamics. So we'll see. I mean, a lot of the quotes coming out seem to be very taking a lot of accountability, you know, last few days. Like I do think that obviously these guys are competitive. There's a lot of guys with winning you know, winning on their resume in there. I do think that before you know it, they'll be interesting again.
Yeah.
You know, they're only eight out right now. It's just that the fan base is so jumped off right now. So it's going to take a lot to suck them back in.
Yeah. Well, last thing I want to loop back on your, how's the broadcasting going? You like it? Good?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I love doing the games that I've been getting to do and, Yankee stuff, and it's all great. I mean, you know, until you have a long rain delay or whatever, but other than that,
dude, the thing about the Yankees, are you in studio or are you at the park?
Studio, but I was at the stadium for their home opener, but I'm in studio mostly. Yeah.
The Yankees, I don't know how everybody who covers the Yankees isn't like 800 pounds. Like, they have the impressive wave of desserts they have in the meaty dining room.
Yeah, I know. I was in there on opening day, like, and it all came around, and I'm like, wow, they're doing it up here.
Yeah, I had a. It's funny because the I don't know, you've probably gone through different clubhouses, how they try, some teams probably try to be healthier than others.
Oh yeah.
I just talked to a player who we both know who just lost 20 pounds, and they're saying how they were his team was trying to be healthy, but they were rolling out the acai bowls with honey. It's like, well, it doesn't really work that way.
Like every day.
Yeah. Right. I mean, the players are going to find the crap food, right? So.
Always.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I just went on a diversion.
You're good.
All right. Well, anyway, good stuff.
Yeah. Keep good to see you.
And by the way, baseball and coffee.
Yeah. Baseball and coffee. We're still grinding. We're doing it. We're loving it.
And what is, along with subscribing and review, watching and everything else, you also have such awesome merch. And I'm not just saying this because like you and your wife, I think it's your wife and maybe your mother-in-law or something, like come up with like, I'm jealous of the stuff. So you have playing cards, right?
Yeah. We have cards now, water bottles. I mean, you know, we don't buy a ton of the inventory, but we're selling them. It's fun. We have hats, sweatshirts, all that.
All right. Well, go find it. It's awesome.
All right, Rob.
You can't reason with the sun. Trust us, we've tried. This summer, it's time to put that angry ball of fire on mute. Columbia's OmniShade technology is engineered to protect you from the sun's harsh rays that can burn and damage your skin. The sun is relentless, but so is our gear. Level up your summer at Columbia.com to spend more time outside and less time slathering on aloe lotion. You're welcome. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.